452.
Opponents of Chuck Hagel as defense secretary now have a week-long Senate recess to sharpen their attacks. They promise to redouble their efforts as they go after Hagel's record and pressure senators to vote against him. But an up or down vote is expected after the Senate returns from its recess.
Joining us live to talk all about it, Gordon Peterson, moderator of Inside Washington. Hello, Gordon Peterson.
Hello, Hillary. Well, this ruins Leon Panetta's plans. He was hoping to get out of town today and head for his walnut farm, but he has agreed to stay on the job until someone is sworn in to replace him. As you say, that won't be Hagel at least before the 25th, when members of the Senate return from their well-earned recess.
So what are you hearing about the confirmation delay?
Well, what it does, as you said, it gives Hagel's opponents more time to build a case against him. Yesterday there was a 58-40 vote, which Republicans claim was not a filibuster, just a move to give him more time to study the nomination. But as Dick Durbin, the whip, says, there's no other way to describe the thing. Mark Shields says if it quacks like a filibuster, it's a filibuster. Mark also points out this week that the VFW supports Hagel, Military Officers Association of America, American Legion, 9 former ambassadors, including 5 former ambassadors to Israel, Brent Scowcroft, Marine General Anthony Zinni, and 9 other retired senior military officers, Bob Gates, former Defense Secretary Colin Powell, both Republicans. Apparently that's not enough for some of his former Republican colleagues on the Hill. John McCain told Fox News yesterday, there's a lot of ill will toward Hagel because, according to McCain, Hagel attacked President George W. Bush mercilessly. And he said the surge in Iraq was the worst blunder since Vietnam. And McCain told Fox Hagel was anti his own party, and people don't forget that. So apparently the fact that he refused to go along to get along offends some Republicans.
Well, Gordon, this week, of course, President Obama had his State of the Union address. The interesting buzz, though, was the response by Republican Senator Marco Rubio of Florida. He got buzz for more than one reason.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, it looks like Marco Rubio's headed for superstardom. But not if you take a look at that speech. I mean, but in terms of his rebuttal, it depends on where you sit, I guess, on the left or the right. When you get past the flop sweat and the thirst, Charles Krauthammer thought it was a fair statement of conservative principles. More government isn't going to get you back. It's going to hold you back. More government is going to create is not going to create more opportunities. It's going to limit them. Mark Shields thought it was a disaster, not only in delivery but in substance. I thought it was interesting what Politico's Jonathan Martin wrote. He said Rubio's speech was an exercise in erasing Mitt Romney from, I guess you'd say, Republican consciousness. It would be the Republicans' rehab project, you know, repackaging the message without changing the basic policy message of the Republican Party, in other words.
All right. Thanks, Gordon. Have a good weekend.
Thanks a lot.